Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Way back in school, when I was studying Russian, we were told that it was dreadfully ungrammatical and very country bumpkin-ish to ask the price of something with the word почём, at what price. It marked you as a rube. At the time, the idea of being mistaken for a Russian rube was actually something I rather aspired to, but still, I tried to speak properly. And so, I learned the proper way to ask the price of something. Skolka stoit? How much does it cost? Years later, I think grammar teachers have lost that battle, at least at the farmer's market. There you generally only hear skolka stoit when it's a packaged product. Skolka stoit banichka hrena? How much does a jar of horseradish cost? In most cases, when you want to find out the cost of something per kilogram, people almost always ask, Pachom u vas pomidori? How much are your tomatoes? The answer is going to be either 300, 300, or the more exact, 300 rublei za kilo, 300 a kilo. This market back and forth got me thinking about the verb stoit, to cost, to be worth. It has a fair number of, thankfully, related meanings, and it produces several very useful idioms. In addition to being the verb about the cost of something, stoit can also mean something's non-monetary worth. Я весь вечер читала ее новую книгу, но не жалею времени. Она того стоит. I spent the whole evening reading her new book, but I don't regret the time I spent on it. It's worth it. Стоит can mean the cost of doing something measured not in money, but in time, effort, or even nerves.
Если бы вы знали, каких трудов мне стоило уговорить его,
if only you knew how much effort it took to talk him into it. Хозяйка квартиры, которую я снимаю, очень сложный человек, и каждая встреча с ней стоит больших нервов. The woman I rent my apartment from is very difficult, and every meeting with her is nerve-wracking, literally, costs a lot in nerves. In general, стоит, не стоит can be used as should not.
Стоит ли заводить с ним этот разговор?
Should I broach that subject with him?
Стоит сходить на предприятие и спросить о вакансии.
You should go to the company and ask about openings. But there are some things you should not do, such as this somewhat mysterious admonition.
Дети – это дети, а женщина – это женщина, и не стоит путать эти понятия.
Children are children, and a woman is a woman, and you shouldn't confuse the two. Or there's this more understandable admission.
Я часто смеюсь, даже когда этого не стоит сделать.
I laugh a lot, even when I shouldn't. There are also a lot of set phrases and idioms with стоит that are very good to know.
Не стоит is a way of saying it's nothing when you are thanked for something.
Спасибо за помощь. Не стоит. Thanks for your help. It was nothing.
Чего и стоило ожидать? Just what could be expected.
This is a very good expression to have in your pocket for when your significant other or teenage children do something you told them not to, and they got the result you warned them about. This is always a very gratifying moment.
Ты разобрал мотор, и теперь не можешь ее собрать. Чего и стоило ожидать.
You took apart the motor, and now you can't put it back together again. What else did you expect? A similar expression can be used in the negative, for the most part with less snark.
Вряд ли стоит ожидать преодоления этого кризиса в обозримом будущем.
Chances are we just can't expect this crisis to be overcome in the near future. And then you can construct a sentence like this. Use the phrase «стоит только» with a verb, and then add the consequences. It gives you something like «all one has to do is X» and «Y» happens.
«Стоит мне только выйти на улицу, как тут же начинается ливень».
All I have to do is step outside and it starts to pour.
«Стоит тебе только сказать слово, и я приеду».
All you have to do is say the word and I'll come.
«Ничего не стоит»,
literally, it doesn't cost a thing, is used whenever something is effortless.
«Хочешь, я спрошу его? Мне это ничего не стоит».
Want me to ask him? It's no problem at all.
Он всегда готов помогать, когда это ему ничего не стоит.
He's always willing to help when it doesn't require anything of him. And then there's one of my favorite expressions, чего стоит, often used with один or одна. You use this to describe something of great value. It's a bit like the English expression, worth the price of admission. A friend recently showed me a photo of her dog who had the biggest ears I'd ever seen.
Oh, какая милая собака! Одни уши чего стоят!
Oh, what a sweet dog! Those ears alone make her a star. Finally, it's good to know the phrase чего бы это ни стоило. Whatever it takes.
Он твердо решил стать миллионером, чего бы это ему не стоило.
He decided to become a millionaire, no matter what it took. And then you can respond using an old card player's expression from the French.
Не советую. Игра не стоит свеч.
I don't recommend it. The game isn't worth the candle. That's it for this week. Before you leave our site today, why don't you check out the new Russian site VTimes, launched by our friends and partners. Just click on the Russian flag at the top of our homepage. And of course, since you're so generous and care so much about independent journalism, please consider contributing to our support fund. Thank you.
И до встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!